心切藏念者爱的切难达
爱的爱
的心切藏念者爱的切难达爱的爱的心切藏
念者爱的切难达
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 10, The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree, Text 137. Madhavi, Devi, Shikhi, Mahitira, Bhagani, Shri, Radhara, Dasi, Madhye, Yanra, Nama, Gani, Madhvi Devi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini
Madhvi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Madhvi Devi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini
Madhvi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Madhvi Devi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini
Madhvi
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Shri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yanra Nama Gani
Devi
Madhavi Devi
Madhavi Devi Shikhi Mahitira
Shikhi Mahitira
Of Shikhi Mahiti
Of Shikhi Mahiti
Bhagini
Bhagini
Sister
Sister
Shri Radhara
Shri Radhara
Of Srimati Radharani
Of Srimati Radharani
Dasi Madhye
Dasi Madhye
Amongst the maidservants
Amongst the maidservants
Yanra
Yanra
Whose
Whose
Nama
Nama
Name
Name
Gani
Gani
Count
Count
Translation Madhavi Devi, the 17th of the prominent devotees, was the younger sister of Shikhi Mahiti. She is considered to have formerly been a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Anchya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 2, Verses 104 to 106, there is a description of Madhavi Devi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered her one of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Within this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 very confidential devotees. The three were Swarup Goswami, Sri Radhananda Roy, and Shikhi Mahiti. And Shikhi Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi, being a woman, was considered the half. Thus it is known that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 confidential devotees. I think if it's okay, we'll just read on a bit. Is that right? Ishra Purira Shishya Brahmachari Kashishvar Shri Govinda Nama Tanra Priya Anuchara. Brahmachari Kashishvara was a disciple of Ishwarapuri, and Sri Govinda was another of his dear disciples. Purport. Govinda was the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, verse 137, it is stated that the servants, formerly named Bringara and Bangura in Vrindavan, became Kashishvara and Govinda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Govinda always engaged in the service of the Lord, even at great risk. Tanasri kale donhe tara agyapana nila chale prabhustane milila asiya. In the list of prominent devotees at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, Kashishvara was the 18th and Govinda the 19th. They both came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, being thus ordered by Ishwarapuri at the time of his passing away. Guru Ra Sambande Manya Kaila Dunakare Tanra Agya Mani Seva Dile Na Dunhare. Both Kashishvara and Govinda were godbrothers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord duly honored them as soon as they arrived. But because Ishwarapuri had ordered them to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal service, the Lord accepted their service. Angaseva Govindere Dile Na Ishvara Jagannatha Dekite Chalen Age Kashishvara. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishvara went in front of the Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple. Aparasha Yaya Gosani Manushya Gahane Manushya Telipata Kare Kashi Balabane. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath, Kashishvara, being very strong, cleared the crowds aside with his hands so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could pass untouched. Well, let's say a few words here. Madhavi Devi Shiki Mahitira Bhagini Sri Radhara Dasi Madhye Yana Namagani. Madhavi Devi, the 17th of the prominent devotees, was the younger sister of Shiki Mahiti. She is considered to have formerly been a maidservant. Oh, Srimati Radharani, can we turn our phones off? If anybody has not yet, please do. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasta Buddhade Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nira Vishesha Shunyavadi Gospujyade Shatane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lanchika Pacharupis, Jakripa, Sindhu, Vyabhacha, Vajjalam, Bhavane, Vyo, Vaishnave, Vyo, Namo, Nama. So Madhavi Devi, well, there's discussion here about three devotees, really. Madhavi Devi, and then Kashishvara, and Govinda. Madhavi Devi was the sister of Shiki Mahiti, who was a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya, a very great devotee. There's not a lot of detail really about him personally or his relationship with Lord Chaitanya, but at least it's clear that he was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And then Madhavi Devi was his sister and was also very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, it is, Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport here, that Lord Chaitanya, he had these four or three and a half main associates, closest associates. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy. We know quite a lot about them, at least there's quite a lot of information about them. Shikhi Mahiti, there's not so much information about him, despite the fact that he's really in this very special position, being very close to Lord Chaitanya. And Madhavi Devi, his sister, also, it's mentioned here, and in the purport mentions, Prabhupada mentions that later on in the Anchalila, there is a description of her, but that's in three verses. But still, she was very, very great devotee and very great personality, being Sri Radhara Devi. Sri Radhara Dasi Madhye, being among the intimate maidservants of Srimati Radharani. So even though there's not really very much stated about her directly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but in terms of Krishna Leela, she's important. And the relationship with Lord Chaitanya was very important, but it would appear more internally in terms of her, Madhavi, being a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya being the combined form of Radha and Krishna. But even more particularly, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, in Lord Chaitanya, the mood of Radharani is more prominent than the mood of Krishna. Although sometimes Lord Chaitanya would also get into the mood of Krishna and exhibit himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that was not common. And rather we see that Lord Chaitanya, he was very much in the mood of a devotee, means very much in the mood of Srimati Radharani, actually, because it's not just a matter of being in a devotee-type mood. You cannot separate the mood from the person. So, and that mood of Srimati Radharani is not different from Srimati Radharani. And therefore, it is not really that just that Lord Chaitanya is just exhibiting a mood. You know, he changed his mood, he got into that mood. As a child and a youth, he was in another mood. Externally, he was. But then he changed his mood. That mood is part and parcel of Srimati Radharani. And the fact that Lord Chaitanya was displaying that mood very vividly, and most of the time, the great, great majority of the time, indicates that He is manifesting as Srimati Radharani. And indeed, Lord Chaitanya had that golden color. And of course, you can say it is his color. Lord Chaitanya is golden colored. But why is he golden colored? Because Srimati Radharani is present, and she is the color of molten gold. And molten gold.
Well,
you may get a Kruger Rand or something and think, oh, it's gold. But it's dull compared to molten gold. If you ever see molten gold when it's in a liquid form, wow, it's amazing, actually. At the Rand Easter show, Hare Krishna, the gold board or whatever they are, would, I don't know if they still do, I haven't been there for many years, but they used to have an exhibit about making, mining and producing gold and everything. And they had gold there. And like every hour or so, they would pour an ingot, a bar of gold out of the, you know, furnace or whatever, some heating device, liquid gold. They pour it out into this mold. And then they would say that anyone who can pick it up, you can have it. No one took up the challenge because you wouldn't have any hands left. So, but that color, molten gold, it, amongst material phenomena, it looks quite impressive. And Srimati Radharani, she, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. So she is the color of molten gold. And because she is present in Lord Chaitanya, in his body, she is actually there. There are two people in one body. And because she is actually the most prominent of the two, therefore her effulgent golden color, that was the color of Lord Chaitanya. Not that he just happened to be, you know, everybody has a certain skin color. Not that he just happened to be that sort of color. But it was the presence of Srimati Radharani. Yes. And therefore he looked golden. And the only time, even though we say he is Krishna himself, we look on him as being Krishna himself. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are the pastimes of Krishna in a particular manifestation. But still, Radharani is more prominent. The only time that Lord Chaitanya would manifest his blackish color as Krishna is when he was in Vrindavan at a place called Imlital, which is on the banks of the Yamuna. The place is still there. And he would sit there and chant Krishna, and he'd chant Hare Krishna, and his body would turn blackish. So anyway, Madhavi Devi, because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, in other words, is effectively Radharani. So Madhavi Devi had a very intimate relationship, very close relationship with Lord Chaitanya. But because Madhavi Devi was a gopi, So their relationship was going on more on the internal platform as Lord Chaitanya, even though he's Radharani, but he's also acting as a male. So it's a slightly complex situation, very transcendental. But Madhavi Devi was very exalted devotee. But despite that fact, because of the nature of their relationship, it is not really described much at all in these literatures, whereas the relationship of the Lord with Sri Damodar, Ramananda Roy, particularly those two, there's so much. And then also others, the six Goswamis and some others, they're more detailed descriptions. So that Lord Chaitanya, acting as a sannyasi also, in the mood of Radharani, but externally as a sannyasi, he was acting in terms of varnashram, sort of material varnashram, transcendentalized Krishna conscious varnashram, but varnashram is material, actually. It's to do with bodily nature, psychological nature, and the functionings of people within the material world, even within Krishna consciousness, but in terms of physical bodily nature and psychological nature, material psychological nature. And therefore Lord Chaitanya, he wouldn't deal with women much. Not much. A little bit, but really not very much at all. And it's in that sense that Madhavi Devi is referred to as half an associate. It doesn't mean that the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they're just not so important, sort of half people or something. But in terms of material varnashram, the males are meant to occupy more sort of predominant positions in terms of material varnashram. And ladies are meant to occupy less prominent positions. But that's in terms of material consideration, whereas in Krishna consciousness, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are the most prominent, actually. And they are the best. They are the greatest. And there are no men amongst the devotees who compare with them at all. As devotees, they're simply in a class of their own. So, yeah, after the gopis in Vrindavan, the next devotee is Mother Yashoda, who's also a woman, but now in parental rasa, she's the next highest devotee, and then the highest male devotee generally is Nanda Maharaj, or sometimes some of the cowherd boys who assist in the conjugal pastimes. But generally Nanda Maharaj would be considered the highest male devotee in just purely spiritual terms. But this is being expressed here in terms of material varnashram. So of course we shouldn't be confused about it and start our heads start spinning. Yes, so anyway, Madhavi Devi, she as a lady, her main service for Lord Chaitanya would be that when she came, when all the devotees came from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, she would cook. She would cook for Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, women, it is meant to be, cooking is meant to be a skill of that ladies are meant to be the best at. Although, you know, in certain circles, some people say men make the best cooks, but that's all just, you know, the battle of the sexes. It doesn't really matter. But traditionally, it is a woman's, you know, like, one of her main services to cook. And not just to cook, but to really cook. To really, really cook. And we understand the kitchen, like down the hallway, is under Radharani. Yeah. Kitchen is under Radharani. She's always watching. Nowadays, of course, in material terms, in material society, the distinction between the sexes materially has reduced and become blurred in many ways. In many ways, actually. It's Kali Yuga. It's not like, you know, progress, liberation, but it's Kali Yuga. And women, like, even when I was a child, my mother never worked. She never worked. And when she was my mother, she never worked. And it was uncommon amongst her friends, the friends of my parents, it was uncommon that the wives worked. And in general, it was not very common. I worked a little for a couple of years. And the main place where I worked, there was like two or three women and about 30 men in a newspaper, journalists in a daily newspaper. And that, we're talking now, 40 years ago. 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, like that. But now, it is not so common to find women who don't work. It's not so common. There are, but it's not so common for various reasons. One reason is the materialistic, the business people want to make more money. So they try and create an environment in which people have more money, so people can buy more products, so they will get more money. This is actually how it works. This is how it's working. People may not understand it very clearly in those terms, but that's really what is happening. A minority of business people are trying to accumulate more and more. And this is why all these mergers are going on and corporations being formed, owning different businesses. What it is a very small number of very wealthy people trying to find ways to become even more wealthy. Although they're already billionaires generally, but they're trying to become more wealthy. And the only way to do it is to become bigger. I mean, have more business interests. And therefore the position of women, the natural position of women and the natural nature of women is becoming lost. Men are acquiring in certain respects women's natures. In certain respects, maybe not so blatantly, but actually it's going on. Yeah, and it's all part of Kali Yuga. It's all part of degradation. I read about, I don't know, a year or two ago. It was not actually a joke, it was true, but it was presented to be amusing in terms of women functioning, you know, as wives and mothers, which is extremely important to have, of that the wife be an actual wife and the mother be an actual mother for the children. It's extremely important if there's to be any sort of decent population to come out of the marriages and not just Varna Sankara. So this woman, wife and mother, had to go in America to fill out some documents in some government department, something. Soon she went and sat down with the clerk who was filling out the forms. Okay, what's your name? Da, 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 da. And what's your date of birth? Okay, what's your address? All right. And what's your occupation? Wife and mother. No. I mean, what do you do? I'm a wife and a mother. No, I'm sorry. What I mean is, what's your occupation? What's your job? I'm a wife and a mother. Oh. You mean you're unemployed? So this actually happened. This woman was reporting what happened. So she got frustrated and left. She didn't complete the process. And she came back, she thought about it, came back sometime later and sat down with another clerk to go through the same process. What's your name? Okay. What's your date of birth? Okay. What's your address? Okay. What's your occupation? Child development technologist. Okay. So you see. But, you know, according to Vedic, according to Varnashram, which is the system for, like, balanced human existence in the material world, to be a wife and a mother is really very important. It's not less important than the husband getting it together to provide. It's not less important. It's not just like, oh, she's a woman, what can we do? Oh, we'll just stick her in the house there and get her some pots and vegetables. And sort of, you know, just pack her off. It's not less important than the husband actually standing up and getting it together to provide and manage the family. It's not less important. They're just two parts of one formula. And if either part is missing, then, well, this was one of the main complaints of Arjuna at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. If all the good men, the real men, so to speak, are killed, then what's going to happen to the women and the children? That everyone's going to become degraded. And he says, Jayate Varna Sankara, which literally means the Varna Sankara, the unqualified children who are not really human beings, like in terms of real qualification, they're just kind of wild. Jayate, they will win. They will win. Like, I saw once a cartoon many years ago of there's this army general and some robots come up behind him and and tap them on the back and say, hey you, we're taking over. And he says, what do you mean? And the robot, the chief robot, says, well, you heard about the Industrial Revolution, right? Well, we won. Yeah. So anyway, Mother Vic was a very great devotee, and Sri Radhara Dasi Madhye, she was among the servants of Srimati Radharani. Means she is one of the most exalted people, actually, that exists. But here she's being presented as 0.5 of a person. But this is in a different sense. But actually she is considered one of the four main associates of Lord Chaitanya, in fact. And that's big time. Even higher than the six Goswamis and various others. That's really big league. And then there's the description of Kashishvara and Govinda. They're referred to together. They're also very important associates of Lord Chaitanya. They're actually godbrothers of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was initiated by Ishvara Puri, and he accepted him heart and soul as his spiritual master. And Govinda and Kashishvara were also disciples of Ishvara Puri. So they're his godbrothers. In that sense, they're equals. They're equals. But just before Ishvara Puri passed away, he instructed them that now I'm passing away. So what you do now, the two of you, because they were assisting Ishvara Puri, the two of you go down and find, well, didn't really refer to him as Lord Chaitanya, but go and find Krishna Chaitanya. Go and find Krishna Chaitanya, my disciple. He's become, you know, great leader amongst the devotees, great leader. So you go, you find him, he's in Jagannath Puri, and you assist him. So they came down, and initially they just said to Lord Chaitanya that, well, here we are, and we have come to be your assistants. Govinda said, I've come to be your personal servant. That was his specialty. And Kashishvara said, I've come to be your secretary. And Lord Chaitanya, initially, he refused them. He said, no, you're my godbrothers. I can't have you serving me. Let someone else do it. Some junior. But then they explained to Lord Chaitanya that actually, you know what happened was that our Guru Maharaj, Ishvara Puri, he has instructed us to do this. And then Lord Chaitanya said, oh, well, if it is Guru Maharaj's order, then of course. Well, so he did. So Govinda would serve Lord Chaitanya, means personal service, like cleaning the room, washing the clothes, managing the prasadam. Generally others would cook, Govinda would manage, and serving prasadam and cleaning up, and then making other arrangements, like, you know, who's coming to visit and what's the program and at what time this and what's happening. In that sense, Kashishra was dealing with that more. And Kashishra, he's referred to here as a brahmachari, but actually he was or he became a sannyasi. And Kashishra, one thing about him was physically he was big. He was big, strongly built person. So he acted also as Lord Chaitanya's bodyguard. And it's mentioned here that among other things he would do in that capacity, he would walk when Lord Chaitanya would go and have darshan in the Jagannath temple. Then, a very big temple, very busy temple, and so many people around pushing and shoving. You know, India, in the sacred places, in so many of them, they are places, among other things, you know, they're sacred places and they're special deities and temples, and that's all very nice. But in another sense, the holy places are places of pushing and shoving. I tell you what, it's amazing. You want to get pushed and shoved? Just go to Vrindavan. Go to one of the prominent temples and don't worry. You'll get pushed and shoved like, you know, it's amazing. Even when there's no need, people could just walk around you. There's space, but they just walk through you. Anyway, sorry, but it's true. It really is. It's amazing. You know, particularly on the busier occasions, the festival occasions, then it's just out of control, completely out of control. So Kashishra, what he would do, he would walk immediately in front of Lord Chaitanya and clear the way. And he's a big, strong man and a sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, and he also became very well known. So the people would step back. Yeah. This was one of the things, at least, which Kashishra would do. When Rupa Goswami and particularly Raghunath Bhatta Goswami established the Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan, then Lord Chaitanya asked Kashishra Goswami, "Now you go to Vrindavan and assist there with the deity worship." Because Kashishra had a number of, like, qualifications. He was very qualified in deity worship too. So Lord Chaitanya told him, "Now Govindaji is installed and being worshipped. The temple is open now in Vrindavan. So you go and help with the deity worship." Kashishra would not go because he was too attached to the association of Lord Chaitanya. So he didn't really say anything, he just didn't go. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "When are you going?" And Kashishra said, "Oh, yeah. Sometime." So what Lord Chaitanya did, he had a deity of Krishna. Well, a deity of a combined form of Lord Chaitanya, of himself and Krishna, made. So it looks like Lord Chaitanya, but he's in the threefold bending form and he has a flute. And his name is Gaura Govinda. And he's now in the Govindaji temple in Jaipur. If you go there, look at Radha Govinda. Gaura Govinda is much smaller, but immediately in front of Govindaji and to your left, like 1 foot. To our left of Govindaji, you'll see that's Gaura Govinda. If you get a copy of our book, which I hope you have done, if not, please do, then have a look, you'll see Gaura Govinda is there. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya had this deity made and gave him to Kashishra and said, see, look, it's me. And Kashishra said, very nice. Thank you. And Lord Chaitanya said, so take him to Vrindavan and worship him there and Govindaji. It's me. It really is. And Kashishra said, I see. Yeah. But the thing was, he felt it was not the same as Lord Chaitanya, his personal service and being able to actually interact with Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, look, sit down, take prasadam. Kashishra sat down. Lord Chaitanya had the deity sit down next to Kashishra, and the deity took prasadam with Kashishra, and then Kashishra accepted, okay, it's real. It's not just a statue. So he then took Gaura Govinda and went to the Govindaji temple and became one of the pujaris there in the later part of his life. And that Gaura Govinda, as we said, is still there with Govindaji in Vrindavan. Very beautiful. So not small deities, about kind of that size maybe. So yeah, and Govinda, he was doing the personal service, so many things. And there's very nice description. Shri Shri Nitai Mai Bhuchandraki. There's very nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of his service attitude. The very nice description is in the Antya Lila that every day after lunch, Govinda would massage Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would lie down, sort of on his side, and Govinda would massage his back. Well, Lord Chaitanya's kind of on his side, more or less, something like that. One day, Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep. And when he fell asleep, Govinda would then stop. And Lord Chaitanya, his remnants, some of them Govinda would keep one side, and he would then take his lunch, the remnants of Lord Chaitanya. So one day Lord Chaitanya had been there, and there'd been a big kirtan. Big, big, big kirtan. From like 5 in the morning till midday. This just, wow, out of this world kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya had been just dancing, just completely engrossed in the kirtan. And as a result, when the kirtan stopped, it was around lunchtime, he went and had lunch, but he was really tired. So he lay down for massage as usual, but he lay down in the doorway of his little room. It was like a little building within a building called the Gambira. And he was lying across the door, so with his back to the door and sort of leaning against the wall, kind of like that. And Govinda, and he said to Govinda, okay, you can massage now. Govinda said, well, my lord, you know, I can't reach you. I can't get behind you. And Lord Chaitanya said, just step over me. So Govinda did. And he massaged Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya fell asleep eventually. And that, as usual, was the time for Govinda to go and take his lunch. But now he's in the doorway, and there are the walls, and Lord Chaitanya is against the walls, and he's on the inside. I mean, Govinda is on the inside. So, and Vedic etiquette, Krishna conscious etiquette, and just Vedic etiquette, is you cannot step over anyone. It's really, like, gross. It's just, like, sudra or less. Just, like, really dull-headed type of thing to do, to step over a person. Anybody, and what to speak of a senior or, like, someone who's highly, highly respectable, as Lord Chaitanya was. So, and anyone, actually. So Govinda, he couldn't move. So he sat there, and he didn't move. And then after maybe half an hour or some time, Lord Chaitanya woke up, and there's Lord Govinda still sitting there. And Lord Chaitanya said to him, what are you doing? And Govinda said, well, you're blocking the way. So I'm waiting. I was just waiting. I'll go now. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, why didn't you go when I fell asleep, as usual? And Govinda said, well, because I would have had to step over you. Lord Chaitanya said, you stepped over me before to get behind me and massage me. Why didn't you just step over me again? Govinda didn't say anything. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. But in his mind, he just thought, I couldn't do that. It would have been an offense. And he thought, for your service, I don't mind committing even many offenses. But for myself, I'm not willing to commit one offense. But he didn't say anything. He was just thinking like that. And then Lord Chaitanya got up, and it sort of, he went and, Govinda went and had lunch, and that was it. But Govinda, he was very, very nice devotee, wonderful person, and very dear, very close to Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any comment or question? Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.